previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We have a budget. Well, technically, we have a fiscal framework that was passed yesterday in Parliament by a narrow margin. It was 194 votes in favour, coming from the ANC, Action SA, IFP and Rise Mzansi, and 182 votes against from the DA, MK and EFF. The fiscal framework needs to be adopted before any other budget-related legislation can be adopted by Parliament, so the VAT hike and bracket creep are due to be tabled tomorrow. President Donald Trump has imposed a 10% baseline tariff on all imports to the US, along with higher duties on dozens of the country's main trading partners. These include 34% on China and 20% on the EU, and a blanket 25% on all auto imports. Most trading partners are expected to respond with countermeasures of their own that could see dramatically higher prices on a multitude of everyday goods. On the markets, the stocks that don't like uncertainty drag the JSE down in the wake of the budget and Liberation Day events. The All Share in the top 40, down close to 1% on 89,105 and 81,814 respectively. What Donald Trump described as a declaration of independence referring to his tariff increases turned the mood sour on Wall Street, while ending the session in the positive looks to fall steeply when trading starts later today. The Dow is up 0.5%, the S&P 500 up 0.2%, and the Nasdaq was up 0.8%. Dow futures are currently down nearly 2%. London's FTSE was down 0.5%. Asian markets reflecting the negative sentiment, with Tokyo down 3%, Hong Kong down 1.25%, and Sydney down 1%. The Rand took a beating from all the uncertainty. It's currently 18.83 to the dollar, it's 24.62 to pound sterling, and 20.57 to the euro, which is stronger at 109.20 to the dollar. Gold is at $3,148, platinum $991, Bitcoin at $83,589, and a barrel of Brent crude $73.18.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.